So the big burning question this morning, Alec, I think you may have answered it.
Yeah, I keep up with those things.
Is it cat week or dog week?
This is a bee day.
Oh, ooh. Explain.
Birds?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Cats and dogs.
What yeah, because I'm talking about fleas, which we haven't done this year.
Oh, boy.
And we pretty much do every year, so it's middle of summer, or it's early summer.
Yeah, but...
Oh, it feels like middle of summer, as much as 90 degrees we've had. So I think it's maybe time to readdress the thing that you always... There are several things in veterinary medicine that you keep harping on, and some people get it and some don't. So this is one of those categories.
Yeah. So fleas, you know, the bane of every pet's existence. And we got to do our part as pet owners to make sure that they're free of fleas. So where do we start?
Actually, all the parts are done by the owner and the veterinary, and the pets can't do much
well,
about
good
it at
point
all.
There. That's true.
So I'm really trying to emphasize that because pet owners have got to be really proactive to deal with flea problems.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I mean by that is that it's much better to be treating for fleas before they're there.
Yes.
Which is hard to get people to understand. Because what we hear is, well, I don't have a flea problem. And I say, that's good. You don't want to get a flea problem.
That's right.
So the best way to not get a flea problem is start using flea products before that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that that doesn't have anything to do with which flea product you're using. That's just a philosophical thing.
Meaning, well, in the sense that it's up to the owner.
It's up to the owner to try to address that before it's an issue.
Right.
And the second issue, which is a big one, is that when that's not the case, or to be fair to the owners, when things get out of control and they really are working on fleas, because that does happen.
Yes, it does.
And they have pets that have current flea problems, meaning we know they have fleas. If we look at them, we see fleas, or we see flea dirt, which is flea poop.
Right.
A little black speck, so that means fleas are there. Mm-hmm. Fleas don't spend that much time on the pet. They actually get on there long enough to get a blood meal and then jump off.
Okay.
Because it's a pretty hostile environment if the pet's scratching at them.
Yeah.
The point I was going to make about saying all that was, if they've got fleas on the pet, they've got fleas in their house.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the pet never comes in the house, which as time goes on is much less frequent.
Yeah.
The number of pets that are indoors now compared to when I became a veterinarian 36 years ago has increased tremendously.
Yeah, I would think so.
And there still are dogs and cats that are only outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The irony of that is that some of those dogs and cats are not as readily seen and checked by their owners, and they don't know where they got fleas or not.
Yeah.
In a lot of those cases.
Sure.
Not all of them. Mm-hmm. That's obviously not the case.
But
So the thing that I'm trying to get across is that if you've got a pet that's indoors and has fleas, you've got fleas in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you want to admit it or not, and a lot of people don't like to admit it.
Yeah.
But it's true because the fleas don't spend, as I said, most of their time on the pet. They jump off and stay in the carpet or the drapes or the chairs or where they
right.
can hide.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these cases, if you really want to get something under control, you need to treat the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And kill the fleas that are in the house, which is problematic.
Right.
For a couple reasons.
They're tiny and they hide big time.
They do, which means if you go to spray them, it's hard to get every nook and cranny, which makes fogging much better because it'll penetrate all these fabric things.
Right.
The problem with fogging is you got to get the people and the pets out of the house and put all the food up, or you get the insecticide in all your food.
That's
you
right.
don't want to do that. And the second problem with that, whether you're using a fogger or whether you're using a spray or any sort of insecticide, is there are four stages in the life cycle of a flea: egg, larva, pupa, and adult. And you can get commercial products that'll kill three of those stages, but nothing will kill the pupa, the third stage, because the pupa have a really hard shell on them that prevents insecticides from penetrating into the actual flea
right.
live area.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you treat your premise with whatever you're treating it with, you need to treat it again in 2 to 3 weeks because that's when those pupa are going to become adults. And if you don't, then the whole life cycle starts over again because you're not going to have a residual effect to where it'll hang around there and still kill them. You just got to do it again.
Yeah, when we were homeowners before we downsized a couple of years ago, every month I would take one of the bombs upstairs to the attic and set it off.
And that probably kept it under control.
It did.
Because you were doing it frequently enough to get pupa that hatched
mm-hmm.
out. And what that ultimately does is decreases the intensity of need for topical or systemic flea medications if you miss a month or miss a treatment or something. Because, and I'm not advocating that, I'm just saying, because you're getting rid of fleas in the environment, which is the most important place to get rid of them.
Right.
And the reality is that you need to be doing both. You need to be treating the premise and you need to be treating the animal simultaneously.
Sure.
And we don't have as much trouble with people figuring out that they need to be treating the animal, which is why I started off talking about treating the premises, because that's a more difficult concept for everybody to get their mind around.
Right.
Now, as far as treating the animal goes, we could spend a whole show talking about flea products. I don't really know that that's appropriate because there are a lot of them.
Right.
It's a lot better than it used to be because there's a couple reasons. Bayer a few years ago made a collar called Seresto, and now it's been bought out by Elanco. But they still make the collars for fleas and ticks, both, for dogs and cats. And those can be effective for up to 8 months and are very safe and don't cause any systemic problem because the insecticide stays on the surface of the
time release, pet. Right?
No, it's not time release.
Oh.
It's the collar is impregnated with two insecticides, and the key to it is making sure the collar is tight enough on the pet, because what it does is it releases insecticides in response to the oil that's on the skin. So if the collar is loose, it won't release it because there's not enough contact. That's the key.
Interesting.
So it's not time release. It has to do with being passage. In contact with the skin, the passage onto the skin.
Okay.
The other thing that's happened, now these things have been around for several years, is that there's a whole class of prescription drugs that kill fleas and ticks that are systemic, meaning it's a pill that the dog or cat takes and do it monthly, or in the case of Bravecto made by Merck, every 3 months, and it kills fleas and ticks really well. There is one caveat to it, and that is that the whole class of drugs that fit into this category are prone for animals that have had seizures before to have them have more.
Oh, wow.
And that warning is on the label, not so much to cause them on its own, but as to make it more likely if that's an animal that's had seizures. So we try to avoid it for those, but otherwise they're very safe. Now, topical products that have been available for years for dogs and cats, such as Frontline, which has Fipronil, or Vantage, which has Midacoprid, are still available. So there are plenty of things there. Mm-hmm. That are effective and safe for killing fleas, and some of them ticks as well.
And though we don't want to talk about individual, particular branded treatments and so forth, have you noticed any particular difference, or are they pretty much similar in value and efficacy to the liquid applying of the Frontline or this sort of thing?
Now, are you talking about comparing the oral prescription?
No. Topical versus collar.
Collar.
That you were talking about.
Yeah, okay. I'll just leave that other group out.
The back of the neck versus the collar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that there has been some degree of a change in susceptibility of fleas to fipronil, which is what's in Frontline. But that's erratic because some, just from anecdotal information, clients tell me that they don't think it works well as it used to, and it's been out for 20-some years. And some that don't have any problem. Now, maybe that's got to do with how many fleas they have anyway.
Could be.
Advantage, which is Midacoprid, still seems to be very effective, as effective, as it, in my view, as it was when it came out. And it's as old as Midacoprid is. The collar, which is made by, was originally made by Bayer, who also makes Advantage, has a Midacoprid in it, plus another insecticide for the ticks. And I don't know that there is a substantial difference in efficacy there, but the real difference is that collar also kills ticks, not just fleas, like what Advantage would do. So, the answer is, with the products with Midacoprid, I don't think there's any difference. Maybe ones with Fipronil, maybe. It could be a difference. And obviously, the way to look at that is if you're using topical and it's not working, you use something else.
Yeah, okay. All right, that makes a lot of sense.
What are your thoughts on flea dipping? Because that's what we always did when we were growing up.
I think it's almost obsolete. And it's the same reason that bathing for fleas is obsolete, because all that does is kill the fleas that are on them right now.
Right.
Okay.
No, now, I'm not saying that's not doesn't have utility, because if you do that and you kill all the fleas, then at least you've got the animal free of fleas for right now.
Right.
But it doesn't do anything to address what's going to happen when the flea goes back in the environment. Excuse me. The animal goes back in the environment where the flea is. Okay.
Right.
Now, at the time that we were doing that, Alec, we didn't have much else.
Right.
We were using shampoos and dips because we couldn't kill fleas up for any extended period of time. And that was it, really.
So if Fifi comes from outdoors and becomes an indoor pet, that's a good way of getting rid of it.
But you can do the same thing with these products I'm talking about. If you use, for example, imidacloprid, which is in Advantage, it'll have those fleas killed off of that animal probably within a day.
Okay.
There is a product called Capstar that works really quickly and kills all the fleas for about 24 to 48 hours, and then it doesn't work anymore. Hmm. Passes completely through the animal. And if I was going to do something only to kill immediate fleas immediately, I'd probably do that because it's a heck of a lot easier than bathing and dipping them is.
And can you talk a little bit about do not cross mix the flea collars and flea stuff for dogs and cats?
Yeah, like we did a few weeks ago when I was talking about the shaking cats.
Yeah,
right.
It's just sad.
Yeah, we really only got to say just one thing. That is, you never need to use a flea product license for a dog on a cat.
There you go. Easy enough to say.
And there are problems that occur with products that are made for cats on cats.
Yeah.
But that's a little bit more of an in-depth issue.
Okay.
But from the standpoint of species, you just need to be really careful about that. We've seen a ton of problems with it.
Great tips on fleas and owners from Dr. Dean Baird, Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, 4340 North Roan Street, Boones Creek Community. Dr. Dean, tell us what your phone number is, please.
282-3771.
Excellent. Call Dr. Dean and his staff if you need any help. Talk to you next week.